I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, we hear what you have to say in Backtalk. But first, our weekly Faith Matters conversation, where we talk about matters of faith and spirituality. The Southern Baptist Convention is holding its annual meeting in Louisville next week, where the delegates are expected to spend a lot of time talking about internal matters, such as how dues are spent and how to strengthen missionary programs. Convention leaders have said that they had hoped to steer the denomination away from some of the headline-grabbing debates that have taken place at conventions in recent years, like the one reaffirming the prohibition on women as pastors and calling for wives to, quote, submit to their husbands. But one proposed resolution is already getting some attention. It's a resolution that would ask the predominantly white, overwhelmingly conservative denomination to, quote, celebrate the historic nature of Barack Obama's election as an important step on the path to racial reconciliation. Reverend Dwight McKissick introduced the resolution. He's here with us now. Also joining us is the Reverend Herschel York. He's pastor of Buck Run Baptist Church in Frankfort, Kentucky, a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, and he joins us from time to time to talk about matters of faith. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Glad to be here. Good to hear your voice, Dr. York.
You too, my brother Dwight.
Reverend McKissick, let's start with you. What made you draft this resolution? What gave you this idea?
I wanted to give Southern Baptists an opportunity to join with millions of Americans to observe this milestone in American history and arguably the second or third most important event in black history, to simply give Southern Baptists an opportunity to not sit on the sidelines as they did during the Civil Rights Movement while black people were being hosed and dogs attacking us and they were silent or in line with the critics and enemies. This gives them an opportunity to redeem that dark chapter in Southern Baptist life and affirm and celebrate something positive in the history of African American people. As you know, the Southern Baptist Convention was birthed in dishonoring descendants of Africa. And now they have an opportunity to honor descendants of Africa. And I have every reason to believe that they will take advantage of this opportunity. And that's why I wanted them to do so. I think it will be a bridge to evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and even theological education in the African-American community. So that's those are some of the reasons why I wanted this proposal to come forward.
Well, you've given us a lot to talk about here, but just to help people understand what you're talking about, when you say that the convention was birthed in dishonoring people of African descent, it's my understanding that the convention was organized in 1845 in part so that slaveholders could continue to be missionaries. Reverend York, what's your take on this resolution? Do you think it's needed? And I do want to point out that in 1995, the convention already formally apologized to African Americans for the group's history with supporting segregation and slavery and upholding slavery. So, Reverend York, what is your take on this?
Well, that's right. The convention did formally apologize, but words are easy, and it's time to make sure that our actions follow up those words. That's what real repentance looks like. And for Southern Baptists, the delicate dance is going to be between affirming the historic event of an African-American president being elected and yet making sure that we have the right to also distance ourselves from many of the policies that he's implemented. And that's the level of discomfort that some will feel. I would hope that no one would feel any question about celebrating the historic moment. We will all remember for the rest of our lives the thrill of watching President-elect Obama and his wife there on the dais the night of the election. And though I did not vote for him, I could not help but celebrate that a nation could go from making African-Americans walk in the back door of an established.
Oh, dear, I think we've lost Reverend York, so we're going to call him back up. And Reverend McKissick, I'm going to go with you. I just want to mention, you are African-American, but as I understand it, you didn't vote for Barack Obama either. Reverend McKissick, We seem to be having some technical difficulties, and I apologize for that. We're going to continue to get our guests back on the line. But in the meantime, I think we're going to just reiterate that what we're talking about is the Southern Baptist Convention is meeting in Louisville next week, and they're expected to consider a resolution which would celebrate the historic election of President Barack Obama. And this is considered controversial because the convention does not support most of the president's political positions. And thus there's some concern about whether the convention would be seen as validating the president's politics, even though individuals do want to acknowledge his election as president. And we're back now with the Reverend Dwight McKissick, who introduced a resolution expected to be debated at the Southern Baptist Convention meeting next week in Louisville, Kentucky. The resolution would celebrate the historic election of Barack Obama as president. And Reverend McKissick introduced the resolution, saying that it would be an important step toward a racial reconciliation in this country. Reverend McKissick, I apologize for the technical disruption. Thank you for staying with us. And I want to play now a short clip from Fox Radio this week. It features a Southern Baptist minister in California, the Reverend Wiley Drake, and saying he is praying for President Obama's death. And here it is. He's speaking to Alan Combs, the talk show host.
President Obama, are you praying for his death?
Yes.
So you're praying for the death of the President of the United States?
Yes.
Do you are you concerned that by saying that you might find yourself on some kind of a Secret Service call or FBI wanted list? Or do you think it's appropriate to say something like that or even pray for something like that?
I think it's appropriate to pray the word of God. I'm not saying anything. What I'm doing is repeating what God is saying. And if that puts me on somebody's list, then I'll just have to be on their list.
Reverend McKissick, I understand the denomination has condemned these comments, but I did want to ask you, has it ever been hard for you to remain a part of the convention? As you had discussed earlier, the history of the convention is such that it was born in slavery and has, through a lot of its history, promoted or enabled, supported segregation. It apologized for that formally in 1995, but has it ever been hard for you to reconcile your particular community with the larger convention?
It is a challenge. I think that's why the vast majority of Black Baptists who would share doctrinal beliefs identical to Southern Baptists, most of them will embrace the 63 Statement of Faith or even the 2000 Statement of Faith without any differences in views of doctrine. But they have grown to believe that the Southern Baptists are racially insensitive and view Blacks as a project rather than as partners in ministry. And find it very difficult at times, especially when you hear comments like from Wiley Drake, that should be widely denounced. They're despicable, deplorable, and detestable. And the convention need to address his comments strongly next week in Louisville, because there are people who believe that Wiley Drake was representing the mindset of Southern Baptists. And so the Southern Baptist Convention itself and conference need to rebuke and address those comments. But even today at the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, seven floors, close to 40 employees, there are no African Americans in any significant position. The head custodian is an African American. There's not one Black person in Southern Baptist life that you can go and ask a question to that can give you a definitive answer without him having to go ask a white man for the definitive answer. That's deplorable. In 2009, we're still dealing with that kind of systemic absence of empowerment and inclusion and diversity in Southern Baptist life. Having said that, I still believe it's the greatest missionary evangelistic enterprise on the face of the earth, greatest theological training available on the face of the earth. And so I decided I want to remain Southern Baptist and help to improve Southern Baptists, and therefore I stay in it because I want to see reconciliation come, healing come, inclusion come, diversity come, empowerment come. And I'm excited about the Great Commission Resurgence document produced by Dr. Jenny Hunt and Dr. Aiken, because this is one of the few times in Southern Baptist life I think it intentionally included a person like myself. It addresses diversity. It addresses empowerment, the need of the Holy Spirit to touch our churches and pastors once again to produce evangelism and discipleship in a meaningful way in the lives of our churches. So I do believe with the current leadership in the Southern Baptist Convention, we're moving in a new direction.
Let us bring Reverend York back in. Unfortunately, I think we've lost him again. So, and I apologize for that. I apologize to him and to our listeners for these disruptions. But so, Reverend McKissick, we mentioned earlier, I was asking you whether it can sometimes be hard for you as an African-American to stay within the convention. But I also understand that you didn't vote for Barack Obama yourself. Why is that?
I did not. I looked at John McCain. He was against the Martin Luther King Martin Luther King holiday, and I couldn't make myself vote for a person who could even think like that. I don't share Barack Obama's views on gay civil unions. I don't share his views on abortion. I don't know that I embrace his economic policies, though I'm willing to wait to see what happens 4 years from now. If the economy is kicking on all cylinders, we'll call him a genius. If the economy is in the tank, he'll probably have a difficult time getting reelected.
You had some problems with Senator McCain, but you had bigger problems with Senator Obama. So in the end of the day, you voted for McCain.
Well, at the end of the day, let me tell you, I may be the only black man in America, but when I studied Sarah Palin and her views, her belief system, her values, she reminds me a lot of my mother. I believe she's a multitask. I think she's a leader. I am a huge Sarah Palin fan, and that was what convinced me to finally vote by default for John McCain because I thought Sarah Palin had the executive experience and was the person out of the four people in the world. She was the one I liked the most.
I got it. And Reverend York, I do apologize for the technical difficulties. I did want to give you a final word. There are some who have been concerned over the years that the evangelical community, the Southern Baptist Convention, as part of that evangelical community, has become too closely aligned with the Republican Party. And I wondered if you shared that concern and if you feel that this resolution is in part a way to distance itself from that sort of perception that the convention has become sort of part of an arm of the Republican Party as opposed to kind of a voice on matters of faith.
Yes, I share that.
I'm sorry, I was talking to Reverend York. Forgive me, I wanted to give Reverend York a chance to get back in.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I do think that's a legitimate concern because I would hope that Southern Baptists could always speak to power, even in this resolution that my brother Dwight has presented. We are applauding the election of an African-American while we are saying we do not agree with his policies. We need to be able to have that same kind of frankness and honesty if there's a Republican in the White House that we might be comfortable with his position on, say, for instance, abortion, but don't believe that he does enough for religious freedom around the world. We need to be able to always speak with a prophetic voice, and I believe that this resolution enables us to do that, and we need to continue to do that regardless of who is in the White House.
Reverend York, what is your view of what the chances are for the resolution? What's your take on that? Asking you to prophesy just a tiny bit.
I think that there's, first of all, that the committee will bring a resolution out that is much like what Reverend McKissick has presented, and that it will be overwhelmingly passed by the messengers of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Reverend Herschel York is pastor of Buckrun Baptist Church in Frankfort, Kentucky. He's a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. He was kind enough to join us from Louisville. We were also joined by the Reverend Dwight McKissick, pastor of the Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas. He joined us from Dallas. Pastors, I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.